Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, January 19th, 2018. Welcome to day 365. We hit 1 year, folks. Congratulations. Anyway, the Senate is headed toward a shutdown vote on spending legislation to keep the government open past midnight. The New York Times and Politico say Democrats appear to be ready to vote against the short-term spending bill in an effort to secure concessions that would offer protections for young undocumented immigrants, increase domestic spending, provide aid to Puerto Rico, and more. The Senate adjourned Thursday night without scheduling a vote. Meanwhile, The Washington Post and New York Times say Trump invited Chuck Schumer to the White House to discuss a deal with less than 12 hours to go before a possible government shutdown. Neither Mitch McConnell nor Paul Ryan plans to attend the White House meeting. Schumer left the closed-door meeting with Trump at the White House saying, quote, "We made some progress, but we still have a good number of disagreements," end quote. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn said the Senate would vote on the House-passed spending bill, but didn't offer any details. Trump, meanwhile, canceled his trip to Mar-a-Lago in hopes that lawmakers will avoid a shutdown. CNN says Trump had been planning to celebrate the first anniversary of his inauguration at the Florida resort. He's hosting a Saturday night fundraising party, and tickets cost $100,000 per couple and include a photograph with Trump. Next, Politico, CNN, and the New York Times are reporting that House Republicans are threatening to head home for the weekend, quote, "virtually guaranteeing a shutdown unless some last-minute deal is struck," end quote. The House passed a stopgap spending bill on Thursday night in a 230-197 vote to keep the government open until February 13th. Meanwhile, Reuters and the New York Times say the Supreme Court will decide the legality of Trump's latest travel ban, which targets people from six Muslim-majority countries. The court will hear arguments in April and issue a ruling by the end of June on whether the policy to block entry to the United States by most people from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen violates federal immigration law or the U.S. Constitution. And in the polls, NBC News says 57% of Americans disapprove of Trump's job performance, the lowest mark for any modern-day president ending his first year. 51% strongly disapprove, with 26% strongly approving of Trump's performance. CNN says 56% of Americans say approving a budget in order to avoid a government shutdown is more important than continuing DACA, while 34% say DACA is more important than a shutdown. And the Washington Post says 48% of Americans blame Trump and congressional Republicans for the potential government shutdown, while 28% fault the Democrats. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update, but are still worth knowing about. 1. The chief of external affairs for the federal government's volunteer service organization resigned after racist, sexist, anti-Muslim, and anti-LGBT comments he made on the radio in 2013 resurfaced. I put a bunch of clips from the statements that this guy's made over the years at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. 2. A year into Trump's presidency, 5 of his top staffers have still not certified their financial disclosures. 3. Omarosa Manigault Newman may have taped confidential West Wing conversations. 4. Hannity declared that Robert Mueller's witch hunt is now over. And 5. Chris Christie was blocked from the VIP entrance at Newark Liberty International Airport, which he had used for 8 years. Remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
It makes me so effing mad that people got to label themselves and got to distinguish themselves. No, I don't hear anybody talking about how many white people do we have in Congress. I mean, I know the Democrats always call the Republican Party the old white party, but... But the whole African-American thing gets me wicked off, because it's like 99%, and I'm paraphrasing here, of people who write down African American have never been to Africa. So barring dual citizenship, you are American or you are African, but you are not both. I don't care what you think. That's another thing that just sets me off.
People say, you know, you're so harsh. I was called an Islamophobe the other day. I said, no, I'm not afraid of them. I don't like them. Big difference.
I have somebody who lives in my condo association that has 5 kids, and her husband with the five kids and the mother or the grandmother of the kids. And they don't have jobs. They're there all the time. I bet you can guess what color they are. And yeah. Because, go back to your Muslim shithole and go crap in your hand and bang little boys on Thursday nights. I just don't like Muslim people. And people always rip me a new one for that. They're like, Carl, you're racist. You're sexist. You're fat. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I just don't like Muslim people because their ideology sucks. What's so wrong with wanting to put up a fence and saying, hey, everybody with a gun, if you want to go shoot people coming across our border illegally, you can do it faux free, and you can do it on your own, and you'll be under the command of a National Guard unit or a Border Patrol unit. I think stick a fence 6 feet high with signs on it in both English and Spanish. As you cross this border, this is the American border, you cross it, we're going to shoot you.
There is a way to solve this, and it's going to take a lot of pushback from the Democrats. The Democrats are going to push back very hard on it, but if you want to solve this, you make benefits, unemployment benefits, entitlement benefits, anything outside of Social Security and things like that that you pay into your whole life, you make that a prerequisite. If you have taken any benefit, if you have elected to take any benefit from the government at any given time during any election cycle, you do not get to vote at the subsequent election.
You are breaking the morals, the moral fiber of our country. I don't like gay people. I just don't.